from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Back to the predictions. Can you please reveal your wild card playoff teams in the two conferences and give us your Super Bowl game and your prediction in that game, please?
Definitely. AFC's first. Since I picked the Dolphins to win the AFC East, the Bills will be a wild card team. Sorry, your Jets Jets are not making my playoffs. Not this year. Who's the backup quarterback in New York anyway? Who is Aaron Rodgers' understudy? Get to know that guy, because you're going to see a lot of them. Bills in the AFC East, wild card. Bengals from the AFC North, cool Joe Burrow. Won't win the division because the Ravens are the class of that division, but Joe Burrow makes the playoffs again. And then the third wild card team sneaking in the back door, making a bid for NFL Coach of the Year, will be the Los Angeles Chargers and Justin Herbert. They will be the third wild card team in the AFC. I hope Twitch saw Dustin's look at me. I hope everyone on the Twitch stream saw that disgust in his eyes and his face.
I right. actually hope they heard Chelios yesterday.
Who? Chargers, Bengals, Bills, NFC. The Packers, the flower will bloom in January. The flower, the Packers make the playoffs, second team in the NFC North. The Rams, they will get in. Good team, overlooked kind of in preseason. Not by you.
Only by you.
Mully picked the Rams, but the Rams are a good football team. They're coming into Soldier Field in September. That's not going to be a good, fun game. And then how about them Cowboys?
Ooh, no thank you.
Cowboys are going to keep us a little intrigued. They're going to justify all the over coverage, and they're going to get into the postseason. Bears, well, we'll talk about the Bears. They will be just on the outside looking in. Packers, Rams, Cowboys, and then in the Super Bowl, we're going to have a rematch of the Super Bowl from 2013, February of 2013. We're going to have Ravens and the 49ers. Huh? Not going to be the Harbaugh brothers this time. It's going to be the stud versus John Harbaugh. And it will be Kyle Shanahan against John Harbaugh. And this is the year. Finally, Brock Purdy becomes more relevant. Kyle Shanahan gets his ring. And all of the preseason turmoil ends with postseason success and confetti. The San Francisco 49ers will win the Super Bowl.
Not so fast, my friend. AFC wild card. Bengals, Dolphins, Bills. What's up with the Bills? Are they any good? Are they broken?
Meh.
Is Allen going to prove that he was the better of the two, of the duo of him and the wide receiver that's now down with the Texans, I believe? NFC, Rams, Cowboys, Bears, Super Bowl. Also, a rematch I have, David. I have a Super Bowl rematch as well. I have the Chiefs and Eagles, the Chiefs going for that three-peat. Super, Super Bowl a few years back. Big game winner. Chiefs, three in a row. 33-30. Chiefs get that three in a row. By the way, today's the kickoff of the NFL. The game's on the score. You might have heard that. We are 157 days away from the big game. 157 days away from the big game.
Okay, let's go with the AFC. So I've got to remind you, Jets, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City. I will add the Bills, the Bengals, and the Chargers with the great Jim Harbaugh.
Thank you. We're on the same page there.
I've got Detroit, Philly, the Rams, and Atlanta. So my fifth seed would be the Niners, the Packers, and I will add the Seahawks.
Ooh, wow.
And I will take...
Wow.
This is a difficult one for me, but I'm going to take the Bengals over the Lions in the Super Bowl. No rematch of any.
Yeah, it is a rematch. Remember? Well, no, it wasn't.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
No, okay.
No, the Lions.
Lions have never been there, right?
Super Bowl, yeah.
Not a rematch.
Bengals winning the Super Bowl. You have over Cincinnati Detroit. Over Detroit.
Yep.
So you've got Dan Campbell going for it on fourth down all the way to the Super Bowl, winning the NFC Championship game.
I've got him beating, I believe, I'll have to double check, I believe I'm beating the Packers to get there.
Wow. How conceivable is it, mathematically and otherwise, to have three teams from the NFC North in the playoffs? Could happen.
It could happen. I did not pick it. Dustin did pick it.
I think it's possible.
Did you pick it, Dustin?
No, mine is the, I have three teams from the AFC East making it.
Didn't you have the Bears in?
I have the Bears, but I do not have the Packers.
Oh.
Wow. That's just spite.
Well, that's, like, maybe.
Spite. That's spite.
I am getting prepared for this, because this is what we do. We prep for this. We didn't just do this at 6:22. There is so much national love out there for the Packers and Jordan Love, pun intended. I mean, it's disgusting. It makes me want to vomit, as the great Les Grobstein would say. I mean, the vomit green and yellow of the Green Bay Packers, and the offensive player of the year, Jordan Love.
Well, listen,
offensive player of the year, Jordan Love.
I have poked
Packers
a little
Packers winning and losing the Super Bowl.
I have
shot.
Wound you up a little
no
bit.
Shot.
I will say this. I will say this about Jordan Love. You've got to give him due respect. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL the second half of last season. I'd like to tweak you a little bit. And I do believe fully, I'm not going to back off from this. Over the next 3 to 5 years, I think Caleb Williams is the quarterback in the NFC North that I would prefer and I would want. But I'd also think Jordan Love, good quarterback. Very, very good quarterback. I understand the hype. I understand the contract. And to doubt him, to question him, is not something I would want to do. But you
so
just
at
did.
At your own peril.
At your own peril, Packer hater.
That's all right. He's entitled to hate
the Packers. He could hate the Packers.
Brandon, have you made your picks? Didn't we ask you to make
Yes, we
picks?
Did.
Okay, so I'll go all the way even to the division real quick. NFC, I got the Eagles, Detroit, Atlanta, San Fran. The wild cards I got is the Rams, Packers, and Bears. AFC, I got Dolphins, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, and then the wild card spots are Bills, Bengals, and Jets. I got San Fran and Kansas City going at it, and I got KC three-peating.
You guys are boring. Kansas City three-peating?
That's not boring.
That's not boring. A three-peat is not boring.
No. It's very hard.
Redundant. Well,
I mean, here's the thing. Like, if we – and I want to do this before we get into the Bears portion of the program, maybe tomorrow – over the next 5 years, are the Bears going to win a Super Bowl? Over the next 5 years, who's definitely going to win a Super Bowl? I got to tell you, Patrick Mahomes is going to win another Super Bowl before it's all said and done. He's still very young. So you're going for the three-peat, or you could wait a year or 2 years, whatever.
I don't know if you guys have read People magazine, but Travis Kelce is going to be very distracted about September 28th when he breaks up with his girlfriend. And I think that could be something you're not taking into account.
Is he suing over that? There's like...
Isn't that something?
Somebody claims that there's an actual... Like, this has all been...
Orchestrated.
Orchestrated, prearranged relationship. Yeah.
And there's a press release with his breakup date already.
Yeah.
Will she be there tonight? I know she's been in the hype video. Mully did a great job yesterday laying that out about how she was in like 3 or 5 shots of the hype video, right? 5 times. But
exhaustive research.
I have not looked. I have not done this research. But based on that story, is she in concert somewhere tonight? I'll look that up at the break.
I don't think she is.
But so I think if she's there, sitting next to Mama Kelsey in a box or in the stands, I find this whole thing ridiculous. If she's not there and not on tour, then I think there's something to it.
If she's not there and not on tour.
And not on tour.
Will you change your prediction in the morning?
About the Chiefs going to
yes.
the... No, I think it's actually... I think Taylor being removed from the picture uh-huh. actually could help things out.
Interesting.
He could be even more motivated and more locked in because I think this is it for him, for Travis.
Ooh, that's another hot take.
This is the end. They immediately, when that Super Bowl ended last year, they were right on to three-peat.
Let me ask you another related question while we're talking about nonsense.
They won the Super Bowl in overtime.
They did. They did.
I rewatched it the other day because we don't have ESPN.
Why am I getting grief about my Cowboys pick for the
play? From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Playoffs.
Because they're not a popular pick right now because of the amount of money they've had to pay, and they didn't pay Dak yet.
Isn't that going to be part and parcel of the Cowboys anyway? Aren't they always going to be dealing with distractions just by being America's team and America's most over-publicized team?
I thought you accused me of having the Jets, that America's most overpopulated. Well,
that's true. I think that's exactly valid.
Pretty good because I think Robert Saleh is a really good defensive coach.
I think he's a good coach. I will say that.
The problem with Miami, I don't believe that losing Vic helps them. I think it does help Philly.
I think that Miami. I was this close last night. I even thought that I was picking the Dolphins to win the AFC. And they were going to be in the Super Bowl. And then I started thinking about it. But I do think they can win the division.
I am the speed guy. You're the Bayless Jones is God guy.
Speed kills guy. I believe.
Bayless needs six plays.
I believe that is why the Dolphins will win the division. I believe that's why they're going to be in the AFC Championship game. I'm now giving, based on the reaction to my Cowboys in the playoffs pick, a little bit more. I'm wondering about the wisdom of that. Should I have gone with another team rather than the Cowboys? But I think I've got to stick with the original, so I'm going to go with that.
You know, there was always room to wiggle.
There's always wiggle room.
Yeah.
Always got a little wiggle room.
I have the Cowboys in the playoffs as well. That division is no good.
No good.
No good.
Listen, we can rethink our picks. We will have a chance to repick.
I don't want to repick.
You don't want to. But let's say you thought Joe Burrow was going to have a great season and Cincinnati was going to the Super Bowl, and then the guy got hurt.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a problem.
A year ago.
That's actually one of the reasons why I didn't pick the Bengals. I love the Bengals. I love Joe Burrow. I just don't think he can stay healthy.
Right.
Hope I'm wrong.
Definitely a worry.
And tomorrow morning, I might feel like the Bears are a playoff team again.
Taylor, not on tour.
Then she should be there tonight.
If she's not, then I think there's something to that story.
Interesting. Interesting.
What would the excuse be? Why wouldn't she be there?
I don't know if you saw this, and this is silly, but apparently, like, the experience of Taylor coming to a city really helps the local economy because people come and they spend money and they go.
We've experienced that here.
And we've experienced it.
Yes.
There. They're hoping for that kind of bump from the Oasis reunion. I laughed out loud when I read that because I thought, those guys, they might not get through two songs.
Come on.
Before there's a fist fight.
That's going to be a 17-minute concert.
All right. Yeah, the Eras Tour delivered. Oasis, they could deliver a punch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.